Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Shikari Jackson. It is December 1st, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, Coca-Cola helping families get fit? What? Would you like fries with that high fructose syrup? A new study funded by Coca-Cola de-emphasizes diet and shifts to exercise. But they're not drinking Coke at the Paris Climate Summit. It's lifestyles of the rich and devious. Limousine liberals, Obama and Kerry were living it up like the royalty they think they are. It was caviar and cavalier attitudes as they consumed vast quantities of fuel and food. Meanwhile, they preach austerity to the masses.
Here in Africa, if everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, the planet will boil over.
Then, a national police union asked the NFL to allow concealed carry in stadiums as a safeguard against terrorism. All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new groundbreaking gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The UN Climate Summit is underway in Paris, France. Now, this is where millionaires and billionaires are going to fly in on their private jets, rent out hotels, and drive around in catered vehicles and cost you, the taxpayer, hundreds of thousands of dollars. One person in particular, the President Barack Obama. And the Washington Free Beacon has the estimate for Obama's motorcade alone at $784,825. And of course, this includes car service, hotels, and accommodations that are going to cost the American taxpayer nearly $2 million. Excuse me, I said hundreds of thousands. It's $2 million, according to government contracts. The meeting of global leaders, which President Obama has said is a powerful rebuke to terrorists, began on Monday. Now, let's take a pause right there. A pause for the cause. Because I remember, you know, I'm not a big, you know, Bernie Sanders critic or fan or anything like that. I really don't follow too much of what he does, to be quite honest with you. But when I saw this quote, when he was saying that climate change directly impacted global terrorism, that ISIS is, you know, out there chopping people's heads off supposedly because of climate change, it was one of the most ridiculous things I had ever heard. And now it's being pretty much echoed by the current president of the United States. So it very concerns me that Sanders may be the next president of the United States if he thinks climate change is what's driving people to chop people's heads off. It's pretty redamdiculous. Representatives from 195 countries traveled to Paris, burning 300,000 tons of carbon dioxide for the United Nations conference that seeks to reduce global emissions. And the tab for Obama's motorcade, as we already said, is nearly $800,000. Secretary of State John Kerry's car service totaled $76,000. And it just goes on from there. They got breakdowns from many different politicians and people in these global leading positions, all telling you that you need to live within your means. Whether you're here in the United States of America or whether you're abroad, you got guys like Al Gore, who has, I believe, a former estimate said he had three homes. One of them was on the ocean. Does that really seem like he's that concerned about rising ocean tides? It doesn't sound like that to me. And as we're talking about Obama, I love playing this clip because I try to tell it to people and they just can't grasp it. So here's a clip of the current president of the United States going to Africa. Well, I've never been, but they make it look really hot on the History Channel. And he tells people in Africa that you should not have air conditioning because the planet is going to boil over.
Africa, we're going to all have to work together to find ways in which collectively we reduce carbon, but we make sure that there's some differentiation so that countries that are very wealthy are expected to do more, and countries that are still developing, you know, obviously they shouldn't be resigned to poverty simply because, you know, the West and Europe and America got there first. That wouldn't be fair. But everybody's going to have to do something. Everybody's going to have to make some important choices here. And, you know, I expect that it's going to be your generation that helps lead this, because if we don't, it's going to be your generation that suffers the most. Ultimately, if you think about all the youth that everybody's mentioned here in Africa, if everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over.
And right after he said that, he got back into his convoy, jumped back onto his private jet, and went back to his private mega mansion. But, you know, it doesn't matter, because you need to live within your means. Now, as we're talking about the Syrian situation and a lot of people coming here to the United States and going other places as well, a lot of people are concerned, you know, what are the religious affiliations of people? And personally, I'm not one of those people saying discriminate against people because they're Muslim or because they're from Syria, Pakistan, or Yemen, or any of that. But I'm just bringing up the point with this article we have now that no Christians are being admitted into the United States coming from these Syrian areas. And we do know that Christians are being attacked in these areas. You've seen the videos numerous times. They're going to Christian villages. They're burning down churches. They're urinating on crosses of Jesus. You can find all these articles out there, ripping out people's vital organs and all the things to that nature. And this information is according to the data from the State Department Refugees Processing Center. So we know the people that are coming in here have not been Christians. Once again, I'm not saying screen people because of their religions. I think somebody from Syria goes under the same process as somebody from Greenland or, you know, some other place. You know, you don't discriminate just because they're from a particular area, but you do have the same vetting process for everybody. But of course, they're not letting Christians in for whatever reason. Now, as we're talking about foreign violence with groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, let's talk about some domestic violence. Now, recently we had the shooting at Planned Parenthood, which I do not endorse at all. They try to say that if you're a right-wing guy, which I guess I've been labeled, I'm not a Republican at all, but that's what they try to say that you are. And they say that you're happy that this thing happened. I'm not telling anybody to go out to a Planned Parenthood or any other facility and shoot up the place. But they're trying very hard to say that this guy is, you know, a right-wing nut job. You know, he was concerned about baby parts and all this stuff, which I'm concerned about baby parts too, but I'm not going out there and killing people. And now Senator Ted Cruz is saying that the overwhelming majority of violence is committed by Democrats. In speaking to the recent shooting at a Colorado Planned Parenthood clinic, and he made these comments during a recent media appearance.
You know, every time you have some sort of violent crime or mass killing, you can almost see the media salivating, hoping desperately that the murderer happens to be a Republican so they can use it to try to paint their political enemies. Now, listen, here's the simple and undeniable fact. The overwhelming majority of violent criminals are Democrats. The media doesn't report that.
Now, we have some news out of my hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm not sure if this guy was a Democrat, but he did go out looking for some trouble, and he definitely found it. And police say that a would-be robber went to a Burger King in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He pulled out a crowbar on a gentleman outside. The guy pulled out his own firearm and shot the bad guy, reports WFTV News. And the perpetrator drove himself to the hospital. And this said this is a self-defense shooting, and it's a continuing trend for Tulsa that has had several shootings in self-defense this year. And that's why I love being from Tulsa, Oklahoma, because people defend themselves. I remember a report earlier this year, a guy, he lived at home by himself, and I guess the bad guys thought he was an easy target, you know, an older gentleman, and they break into the guy's house, he pulls out his gun, and he shoots him. You know, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to defend yourself. Just like the 12-year-old girl in Oklahoma, I believe it's back in 2012. She wasn't in Tulsa, but she was home alone. Some guy broke into her house. She goes into the closet or into the bathroom. The guy comes and jiggles the door handle, shoots through the door, shoots the guy, and the girl is alive and well today. You know, the guy got his hand on the girl. He may have killed her, may have tried to rape her. any number of other things. But they don't want to let you know about people using a gun in self-defense. They just want to tell you about crazy guys like this Planned Parenthood guy. Meanwhile, there are plenty of examples of legitimate self-defense. You know, okay, what are these examples? I'm so glad you asked. There was a young man in Houston. I believe he was 15 years old. This is a couple years ago. I'm just going off the top of my head. They don't have these articles pulled up. And two guys tried to break into his back door. He had his AR-15, his dad's AR-15. He got the gun, shot the bad guys, and he's alive and well today, as is his sister, who was also home at the time. But like I said, they don't want to tell you about people using guns in self-defense. That brings up another thing I've been thinking about recently. You know, I meet all these people, and they say, well, how can you justify gun ownership when you see all these bad things happen with guns? Because I understand that if a person drives drunk, he T-bones a minivan and kills the four occupants inside, that's a local news story. But if a guy uses a gun and shoots four people, that's a national news story. Why? How do you have that disparity? Four people are dead. You have a person who acted either negligently or with malintent, and you have the same result, but people don't want to talk about it. Because it's easy to ban something that you don't own or an activity that you don't participate in. If you don't have a gun, you don't have any issue trying to ban guns. But if you hear that example about the family who died from the drunk driver, you'll say, well, that was that individual. That doesn't have to do with anything that I do. I have a glass of wine at the house, have a beer while I'm watching the game, and it's a fun time, it's a safe time. There's nothing wrong with that. I do agree there is nothing wrong with that. But by that same token, my guns are locked up in a safe in my apartment. It's me and my dog, and to my dog, it's just a big metal stick that's not fun to chew on, so I'm not anticipating her going out and having any type of mass shooting incident. But I got sidetracked. Let me get back to my articles here. Now, as we're talking about firearms, we're talking about firearms with police, and now Rahm Emanuel, the Don of Chicago, is saying that it's time to get rid of the police chief because of the recent shooting where a young man was shot 16 times. That definitely does seem to be excessive, in my personal opinion. But now Rahm is pretty much fleeing the ship. He's getting rid of the police chief. And honestly, I think Rahm is more concerned about self-preservation than anything else, because he also knows that people are coming for him. They want his head on the pike just like they want the police chief's. So he's saying, hey, you can have this guy. Just leave me alone. Because, of course, we know Rahm Emanuel, the guy who said don't let a good crisis go to waste, a guy who is very proud of having an unarmed city in Chicago, wants more people to be unarmed in cities like that. I honestly think he's just trying to save himself. But it's not to say all police are bad. There are plenty of good police officers out there, and they want to be armed at all times just like many citizens do. And now people are saying that, hey, we want to be armed or have the ability to carry, concealed carry, when we go someplace like a football game. And now police unions are saying to the NFL, please let us carry our firearms in these stadiums, not only for our own personal security, but to prevent a tragedy like what may happen in a Paris-type situation. They're saying that we want the right to carry in the sports stadiums. Now other people are saying that we don't want anybody to be carrying because you may have a clash with security, even if you have the best of intentions. If you pull out a firearm, our security personnel may converge on you and an incident may spark up from there. So I think it's worth considering. I definitely don't want TSA-style pat-downs at the games, but then you can't have the ability to defend yourself. We're going to end with this before we go on to a special report from the ISIS hunter Joe Biggs himself, talking about obesity and its ties to Coca-Cola. Basically, you guys remember earlier this year, they had a study come out say, Coke is good for you. It's great. It's all these other things. And you find out that Coca-Cola actually funded the group that, you know, said it's not making you fat when you drink Coke all day long. It's completely ridiculous. Now, let's go into a special report from Joe Biggs before we come back after this break with other special reports from the InfoWars crew.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, we are on our first leg of a North American tour exposing the caliphate that has happened here in America. Now, we have a number of locations throughout the country that breeds radical Islam, that encourages it, that will even pay for people to go overseas to train, to become radicalized, and then fight troops overseas to come back to America and carry out attacks. Now, one of the largest stories in the country right now is whether or not we, as a country, as America, should allow Syrian refugees in mass numbers to be brought over in hopes that they'll assimilate, that they'll become American through and through. Now, our government has openly come out and said that they have supported Al-Qaeda, that they have given them arms, that they have trained them. And now we have a president who is openly supporting ISIS. He won't even call them what they are, which is radical Islam. Now, there are tons of peaceful Muslims in this country and throughout the entire world at that. InfoWars does not push Islamophobia, but what we do not like is the radicalization of Islam. People who have taken the word of the Quran, people who have taken that religion and completely blown it out of proportion to a radicalization to a point where they throw homosexuals off bridges, where they stone people to death for being raped, where they make women cover themselves and don't allow them to work or don't treat people equally. We don't want that to happen here in America. Now, I was just in Molenbeek, Belgium the other day, and that is an area that has been completely taken over by radical Islam. It's considered the jihadi capital of Europe. Now, on this trip, we're going to go to a few places that are like Molenbeek in Belgium that have large populations of Muslims from different parts of the country, from Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, all over the world. We don't have a problem with the ones who want to come over here, start families, get a job, and be peaceful. But what we want to expose is that double standard that's going on as well. We have companies, we have different businesses throughout America that have come out and said that they will not open their doors to Muslims. But then you have these places like in Molenbeek where we went to in Belgium where they don't allow myself to even walk around. I can't even go into a restaurant because of who I am, because I'm an American, because I'm white. That is what we have a problem with, is that right there. You can't defeat racism by having more racism. You can't ask for equality and ask for rights when you're denying other people those exact same things. It just doesn't work that way. So that's what we're here to do, is expose that double standard. We're here to investigate the caliphate that is starting to unfold here in America because we have open borders, because we have a White House, a president who allows this to happen. Even though there's insiders in Washington who say that the attacks that happened in Paris were because of open borders. So it's not racist to go, hey, we should shut these borders down. We need to shut them down and then figure out a better way to vet the people, because the FBI says they don't have the ability to vet all of these refugees. Like I said before, many that are coming through will be peaceful people. They will become Americans. They will get jobs. They will raise families, and you'll never hear from them again. But then you're going to have a few bad apples that have slipped through. So that's what this whole trip's about, is exposing that right here. So stay tuned for the next few days. We'll give you reports from different locations across the Northeast and our way back down towards Texas. So stay tuned for more reports. Go to InfoWars.com. I'm Joe Biggs.
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well, and he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would have never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity,
Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Gerald Celente, so much to cover, but I don't think I've seen a time in the last 30 years this geopolitically dangerous, and it's so disgusting to see Russia, in my view, on the right moral side, as much as I don't want to see them bombing a country. They are bombing the people that are actually starting the war. Disagree, agree. Where do you see this going? What are the trends? Trendsresearch.com.
Well, on Russia, they were invited into Syria by the sovereign government, like Assad or not. You know, they had an election, by the way, in June of 2014. And there were some 50 nations that oversaw the election and said it was a legitimate election, and Assad won. So Russia was invited into a sovereign nation by the sovereign leader of that nation, where the United States, the Arabs who you were talking about, the beheaders in chief, the Saudis, where they had 50 people lined up for beheading this coming week. They've already done over 200. They've attacked and supported the so-called moderate rebels, the Islamist jihadists that are overthrowing the Assad government, as you pointed out, an Alawite government that made it possible for Christians and Sunnis and Shias to live together. Like him or not, consider how brutal he is, whatever it may be. That's the fact. But all these other nations now, France in there, the UK is voting to start bombs away. The Germans are sending troops into Syria, one country after another, invading a sovereign nation against international law. And here in what used to be called the United States, where we've lost our rights, our commander-in-chief decides we're going to bomb Syria, and Congress refuses to vote on it. And according to what used to be called the Constitution, the United States is not supposed to invade another country, attack another country, go to war with another country unless Congress votes on it. And they won't even vote on the War Powers Act to give the commander the right to go in there. So in talking about all this, let's begin with, and as you pointed out, all this stuff about, you know, these diversion things, you know, about gay rights, about whatever something may be about, you know, not look what happened in Halloween, you know, wearing the proper Halloween costumes, all these diversionary tactics, as no one's talking about the mass murder committed by the mass murderers, which the United States is right up at the top over there because of, you know, the other con man, the George W. Bush and Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz that sent us to war, Cheney. I forgot Cheney.
And Colin Powell didn't get in any trouble for all the BS that came out of Colin Powell. It's just incredible to see them distract us with transgender bathrooms for five-year-olds and everyone complaining about how the gays don't have enough freedom all day while our governments engage in mass murder war crimes with Al-Qaeda blowing up every church they get their hands on and blocking major routes of the Mediterranean, acts of war against Russian ships. This is just over the top how dangerous it is.
Yes, and again, when we look at the facts, the numbers coming out, over a million people have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, Libya and Syria, thanks to the United States and its coalition of the killing. You know, Alex, I think they should put together maybe a commission to study how radicals come about after their entire nations are destroyed, the people they love are killed. They have no future in front of them. I wonder why they become radicalized. I can't figure it out. And none of this is being talked about when they talk about the refugee crisis. Yeah, what happened in Syria? Over 4 million families, and by the way, two of my friends that are doctors, Christians, that had to leave over 2 years ago, that are now up in Canada, that were living a wonderful life because Hillary came out and said, Assad has to go. Oh, and Obama, Assad has to go. Kerry, Assad has to go. Who are these people? I'll tell you who they are. They're traitors to this country. Anybody that goes into a foreign nation, unwelcomed by those people, and they are not a threat to the United States, is a traitor to everything this country's been founded upon.
You're right, and now it's created giant threats to this nation. And after they destabilize the Middle East in this 20-year program, they then radicalize and fund the most vicious jihadis, quarterbacked by Saudi Arabia, then destabilize the whole world. Then they pose as saviors yet again. What is their end game?
Yep. Sick people have no end game. Why can't anyone call a spade a spade? A megalomaniac a megalomaniac. A Hitler a Hitler, a Mussolini a Mussolini. A Bush, Obama, a Cheney, psychopaths. Hillary Clinton, could you get a better psychopath than her? Look at that clip on CBS when she was asked, how did she feel when they found out Muammar Gaddafi was dead? And she goes on to that rant. We came, we saw.
He died.
He died. They should have came out with a straitjacket and took her away.
Absolutely. That's what mentally ill people do. I mean, I'll tell you, like commandos, military people that have to kill folks, if any of them acted like that after they killed people, they would be thrown out of their unit. That is seen as mentally ill sickness, and that's when you have to actually kill folks yourself. You don't like doing it. Here's Gaddafi, worked with the West for 8 years, let us in, gave up his weapons, invested, met with Obama, believed he was their friend, had dinner with him and Sarkozy, and they literally set him up and kill him and put Al-Qaeda in charge. And then took the weapons from Benghazi, killed Ambassador Stevens to cover it up, and shipped the missiles into Syria, which they're now using to shoot down airliners and blow stuff up. It is incredible.
I know. And you look at Libya. It was the richest country in Africa. The people had the best lives. You know, again, it's not my business how some other country runs the other person runs their country, but as they're yelling about this Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, and Hillary Clinton and Obama that Gaddafi has to go, the meantime, They're slaughtering people over there in Yemen. We wrote about it in the Trends Journal. The day Obama came out and said the terrible things that Gaddafi was doing, the guy that was in charge of Yemen, Salah, had just slaughtered about 50 people demonstrating. That didn't make the news. Just as it's not making the news now, Alex, as the Saudis, as Hillary and Obama and McCain and little Lindsey Graham call our allies, the beheaders in chief are slaughtering Yemenis for doing nothing. Over 7,000 of them.
And they're now executing people for poetry.
And again, they're bombing Yemen. It's not making the news. And then you saw the deal that came out 2 weeks ago. The United States sold Saudi Arabia $2 billion worth of, quote, smart bombs. And who's in charge of the mass murder going on in Yemen that's not making the news? It's Yemen. Now the United Arab Emirates are bringing in mercenaries from South America to go into there, along with Qatar and Kuwait. And also, when was the war against Yemen announced? It was announced on March 26, 2015, from Washington, D.C., the Saudi ambassador. And then we saw this little guy, Blinken, who plays an assistant secretary of something, over in Riyadh, right after they start bombing, and says how the United States is an ally in this murder, supplying reconnaissance, air refueling, intelligence, and armaments. It's not even making the news. And then, Alex, I wonder why they hate us. I don't understand. Only because we're part and parcel, Murderers Incorporated, slaughtering people around the world. And then they want to seek revenge. I don't understand.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple of years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is, it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well. and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war.
This is how a new dark age, ruled by a totalitarian new world order, is ushered in. 345 global sycophants burned 300,000 tons of carbon dioxide to meet in Paris to impose a legally binding carbon taxation plan that will be proactively enforcing climate justice. The first legally binding carbon reduction plan the people of the world have faced.
This afternoon, French police fired tear gas at a group of demonstrators close to the Place de la République.
There was a planned demonstration, a climate change protest demonstration that was supposed to happen today. Hundreds of thousands indeed were expected, but it was cancelled because, as you know, there's a state of emergency in the country at the moment after the terror attacks in Paris.
And we salute the people of Paris for insisting this crucial conference go on. An act of defiance that proves nothing will deter us from building the future we want for our children.
Obama has already spent $784,825 on his motorcade alone. The New York Daily News reports President Obama's flight to the City of Lights emitted roughly 189 tons of carbon alone, burning 19,275 gallons of jet fuel, reports the Daily Caller. His entire trip will send more carbon dioxide into the air than the combined emissions from 31 U.S. homes over the span of a year.
When you don't have to worry about a positive return on investment, you can waste a lot of taxpayer money. There's hardworking Americans whose money has been invested. I keep hearing this, there's an element of risk. And I understand there's an element of risk, but when you take hard-earned American tax dollars and you throw it at an agenda rather than at a strategy, and you see the waste. Only in this town can you squander money and not worry about it because there's an endless supply of it. And if you don't have enough money for that project, don't worry. We'll get more money. We'll just raise taxes and we'll throw some more money at that and we'll reallot money to you. And I think that's really where we're at today.
The State Department spent $407,868 on limos. The contracted propaganda press spent $376,957. When it was all tallied up, the American taxpayers have already spent $1,805,282 to send a group of elitist New World Order stooges to another country to legally scale back their taxpayers' living standards through incorporated Agenda 21 initiatives. Once again, the liberal sociopaths are ignoring the scientific facts and statistics. Instead, pulling at our heartstrings and ramming lies and guilt down our throats in order to achieve their New World Order agenda.
They lie to people and say that penguins cannot swim in the Antarctic and that in the Arctic, polar bears are dying, even though National Geographic has to admit polar bear numbers are up fivefold since the 1950s and are now invading areas not previously known to be in their range.
Most sufferers of Stockholm Syndrome will tell you that Obama and company need that money because they are important people making important decisions. However, the importance of any of these New World Order lackeys will likely be as a stain in the footnote of history, where stupidity, hubris, and greed raised its grisly, self-important criminal head to once again challenge humanity's intelligence and resolve.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
The latest victims of social justice warrior political correctness brainwashing is a kindergarten class in Captain Johnston Blakely Elementary School in Washington State. Teacher Karen Keller is on a quest to indoctrinate her class with the mindlessness of gender equality by banning boys from using Legos. That's right. She told the Bainbridge Island Review,
"I always tell the boys, you're gonna have a turn. And I'm like, yeah, when hell freezes over in my head. I tell them, you'll have a turn because I don't want them to feel bad."
She started this exercise in futility because boys were flocking to the colorful blocks during their free choice playtime, while girls tended to play with dolls or crayons. She tried using pink and purple Legos to attract the girl students, but she found that ineffective. So that led to an outright ban for boys. Keller defends her actions by saying they're fair because she's giving different students the tools they need to succeed. Wonder why there's such a control freak attitude in Bainbridge Island? We'll take a short ferry ride to Seattle, where officials want to end the term brown bag. There's definitely something in the water or in the coffee in Washington State. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com.
Did you know that only six corporations control 90% of what millions of Americans see, hear, and read every single day?
It's the illusion of choice.
Think about it. The mainstream media is owned by only a handful of mega corporations with vested interests.
But on the other hand, the internet is an interconnected network of billions of sources.
So you can research information for yourself from multiple sources, or you can blindly accept what you hear or read in the mainstream media, never questioning what you are being told. And this gives you a false sense of reality. Do you actually know what you think you know? Or have you been programmed to accept someone else's version of events? Think about it. This is Darren McBreen, and I want you to break the matrix at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and listen to The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on your mind.
According to a recent BBC report, Turkish President Erdogan has warned Russia's President Vladimir Putin not to play with fire over his country's downing of a Russian jet. Erdogan is refusing to apologize to Putin over the tense events where Syrian-backed rebels using American arms blew up a Russian rescue helicopter responding to a downed Russian fighter jet that was shot down by Turkish military forces. In fact, Erdogan has accused Putin of slander for insinuating that Turkey buys its oil from ISIS. He told France 24, "They are lies. They are slander. We have never, never had this kind of commercial relationship with any terror organization. They have to prove it. And if they can, Tayyip Erdogan will leave office." Bob Baer, a former CIA operative, believes the situation in the Middle East is out of control and shaping up to look like the beginning of World War III. Baer told CNN, "It's not just Russia and Turkey, it's Iran and Saudi Arabia. It is expanding rather than contracting, and nobody has a strategic plan." Turkish President Erdogan told CNN International his country will consider it an act of aggression if Russia takes down a Turkish plane violating Syrian airspace. On Thursday, Moscow deployed its advanced S-400 air defense system in Syria. The weapon will be used to protect the Russian airbase in Latakia. Ministry spokesman Igor Koneshenkov said his government was sure that Russian planes destroying IS targets were guaranteed not to be attacked from the U.S.-led so-called anti-IS coalition. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday during a news conference the United States knew the flight path of the aircraft shot down by Turkey. The American side, which leads the coalition that Turkey belongs to, knew about the location and time of our plane's flights. and we were hit exactly there and at that time, he said. Putin said Russia's military had passed on flight details to the Americans. Putin then indirectly accused the U.S. of colluding with Turkey to shoot down the plane. Why did we pass this information to the Americans? Either they were not controlling what their allies were doing, or they are leaking this information all over the place, he said. Two Turkish journalists were jailed recently for publishing images revealing Turkish trucks supplying ammunition to Syrian militants. Erdogan's administration has been responsible for vandalism, intimidation, and imprisonment of free press operating in Turkey. Last year, Newsweek reported that ISIS fighters were allowed to travel through the Turkish territory to reinforce ISIS-fighting Kurdish forces. Regardless, the Syrian rebel myth continues. The Pentagon had anticipated that it would have trained 5,000 anti-ISIS rebels by now. The naked truth of Obama's linchpin illusion that there truly is a moderate rebel Syrian army was pitifully revealed last year when General Lloyd Austin testified that only 4 or 5 moderate rebels were currently battling ISIS, and that 100 to 120 were being trained. It's simple. The NATO-UN-backed coalition still wants to take Syria's President Assad out, and they are still backing the ISIS monstrosity they created, fund, and continue to supply, all in the name of completing their Eurasian strategy to trudge on toward a new world order. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
You know, as I look at this Hillary Clinton laughing pin, it makes me think, has she just laughed at the guys, all these comedy guys who made fun of her? We wouldn't even have this contest, the Make Fun of Hillary Clinton contest, because some people from the Laugh Factory decided that they would just on one night make fun of Hillary just like they make fun of everybody. They make fun of Obama, and they still make fun of George Bush and Bill Clinton and every other politician that's in the major spotlight. But Mrs. Clinton took extreme offense to this and actually tried to shut them down. So now we're running a contest where we're actually awarding you, rewarding you for making fun of Hillary Clinton. Now we have several entries in the contest that's still ongoing. You can go to InfoWars.com for full contest details. We have a grand total of $6,000 in cash prizes, $5,000 for number one, $1,000 for number two, and a free Hillary for Prison t-shirt and laughing pin for number three. So let's go ahead and take a look at some of these entries.
Oh.
Oh my God, the right-wing nutjob conspiracy theorist Alex Jones from Infowars.com is such a racist, sexist, homophobic, bigoted Republican. You've probably seen his lunatic conspiracy theories exposed by various reputable media outlets such as Salon, Raw Story, Media Matters, or MSNBC. But his latest stunt has taken things way too far. He just announced a contest to get his cult minion followers to create hateful, intolerant YouTube videos making fun of the next president of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Just because the Hillary campaign threatened the Laugh Factory for making jokes about Miss Clinton doesn't give him the right to criticize her. What makes him think he can invade her safe space with his disgusting hate speech anyway? Alex Jones and InfoWars are totally irrelevant. They're just a vocal minority. If you Google top political websites and click on the first link, they're only the seventh biggest website on the list with 13 million unique visitors to their website per month. But look at who is above them. HuffPo number one and Salon number six. Hashtag winning. What can InfoWars and their fringe followers possibly say about Hillary anyway? That she's too good of a role model? Too beautiful? That her hair is too fabulous? Or that she's too inspirational? She's never done anything wrong. So I have a message for you, Mr. Alex Jones. None of the venomous hate you spew towards Hillary will faze her at all. She will just laugh it off with her contagious, majestic laugh. Doesn't she sound like an angel? I can't wait to see the hate and lies that these info warriors come up with. They will probably try to say that she can't even keep her man satisfied because her husband, Bill Clinton, cheated on her all the time with tons of women. She stood by her man and viciously attacked and ridiculed all the women who came forward about Bill's aggressive sexual abuse.
Did you call her a narcissistic Looney Tune?
I am not going to comment on what I did or did not say.
Isn't she just a strong, independent woman? Just look at her recent tweet about the sexual abuse of women. She totally cares about the rape victims. Like when she defended a child rapist she knew was guilty in 1975.
Mrs. Clinton seems to admit she knew the defendant was guilty.
The whole Monica Lewinsky scandal was just a right-wing conspiracy theory. Hillary totally debunked it.
This vast right-wing conspiracy that has been conspiring against my husband.
God, I hate the stupid mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging Republicans. They're always trying to say Hillary and Bill Clinton's foundation took millions of dollars for private jets, and that the foundation is full of Monsanto and giant corporate connections. Fox News says the Clinton Foundation only gave a small percentage of money to charity, but we all know Fox News is nothing more than right-wing propaganda sponsored by the Koch brothers. Critics claim that the speeches Hillary gave to the big banks for millions of dollars were an advance auction of stolen goods, but Hillary is so wise and experienced, she deserves that much money for her speeches. She doesn't owe the banks anything. Bernie Sanders even tried to use the establishment insider 1% talking point in the second Democratic debate, but Hillary's answer shut him down.
Wall Street been the major campaign contributor to Hillary Clinton.
I represented New York on 9/11. We were attacked in downtown Manhattan, where Wall Street is.
It makes perfect sense, right? She was a senator when 9/11 happened, so that's why Wall Street gives her the money. How could anyone possibly think she would owe the banks anything for that? It's like they don't understand how the real world works. They just give her money because 9/11. Duh. I don't know why the retarded Republicans won't stop whining about the stupid email scandal. Who cares if Hillary illegally set up a private server in her home and used a separate secret email account for official government business, and then wiped the servers clean after being subpoenaed by the Justice Department to turn over the emails?
I have no idea. That's why we turned it over.
You were in charge of it. You were the official in charge. Did you wipe the server?
What, like with a cloth or something? No. Well, no.
How it works digitally?
I don't know how it works digitally at all.
Just because she's like super famous doesn't mean she doesn't deserve privacy. Have a little trust, people. It's not like she has anything to hide. She was the best Secretary of State like ever. She traveled to like thousands of different countries and made the world a much better and safer place. She had radical jihadis take out Gaddafi, the king of Libya, you know, the guy with the botched plastic surgeries. It was on her watch that he was dragged in the streets, raped, and murdered. She even took credit for it on TV.
We came. We saw, he died.
Isn't she such a strong, powerful woman? Libya became a failed state, which led to the attack on the consulate in Benghazi, where four Americans were killed. The delusional Republicans tried to blame Hillary, but once again, Hillary shut them up when she was investigated.
What difference at this point does it make?
They're already dead, so what does it even matter? To all the social justice warriors out there, find these videos, give them a thumbs down on YouTube, and expose them for the sexist pigs they are in the comments. There's no need to watch any of the videos, though, and if any of the comments say anything mean or hurtful about Hillary, regardless if it's true, report them to YouTube for spam and abuse. Sure, Hillary has a long history of so-called scandals and is under multiple investigations, but it doesn't matter. It's time for a female to be in the White House, and she already has the nomination on lock before the primaries have even started. We all know what this contest is really about, Alex Jones. You hate women, and you can't stand the fact that Hillary is going to be our next president. No matter what stupid contest you have, her supporters are going to vote for her no matter what. Your misogynistic, white supremacist, patriarchal fantasy Land is coming to an end, and you're just gonna have to deal with it. Because I'm ready for Hillary.
Good.
Good evening once again. Welcome to News 4. Top story today, Hillary Clinton landed at Greenwood Lake Airport in West Milford, New Jersey. She was warmly greeted by nobody. She quickly got on Air Force One to leave, and I was more than happy to send her off. That's the top of the news today. Have a nice evening. Okay, that's all, folks. Thank you for watching the evening news. I sure miss Ronald Reagan. Have a nice evening.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
The great story here for anybody willing to find it and write about it and explain it is this vast right-wing conspiracy that has been conspiring against my husband since the day he announced for president.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part for which I am solely and completely responsible.
Bosnia's acting president greeted Hillary Clinton and her daughter Chelsea in Tuzla this morning.
Edima Bicacic has a poem she'd like to present.
So did an 8-year-old Bosnian girl who was 4 when the civil war broke out in her country and says she can't remember a time before it.
After landing under sniper fire, there was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles. Everyone else was told to sit on their bulletproof vest. We came in a evasive maneuver. There was no greeting ceremony, and we basically were told to run to our cars. Now that is what happened.
Her arrival in Bosnia was not quite as dramatic as Clinton put it. Memory should always match the videotape.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. Be sure to go to prisonplanet.tv and get yourself a free trial. You can see the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, all right there at prisonplanet.tv. And also go to YouTube, the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, where you can see the great reports there as well. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
You traitors claiming I'm a Ruski agent, say it to my face and I'll break your nose. I'm sick of it. I will stomp your head in the ground, you traitorous maggots. While we go under Obamacare, North American Union, conquered by European banks, announcing our kids don't belong to us, total bondage, total surveillance, and you want to shoot your mouth off about me being a Ruski agent, I will stomp your head in the ground.
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I wish we could go back to the days, I'm telling you, of just getting my satisfaction out in the street. You pick a sword or something else, you're going out in the street. I'm not kidding, you cowardly scum. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. and it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.